Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey! Peace World!
The place where we have all of your celebrity tea right here. Now, Frank and Heidi, they're gonna join us later, but what's up with the rest of my Dish Nation family? How y'all doing?
How you doing?
What up, Sherry?
Hey, Sherry, The Bachelor kicked off with its first ever Black Bachelor. Matt James and two women made it muy, muy caliente. Vamos!
Plus, honey, what singer and rapper look like they are channeling Halle Berry, baby, in What the Hair?
And I got a chance to talk to Randy Jackson about the reboot of his show, Name That Tune. But first, Brad, what you got?
Well, it looks like we have another Smasher! Yes, y'all, Olivia Wilde has moved on from her old fiancé, bae of 7 years, Jason Sudeikis, and is now smashing Harry Styles. Yes, wow, indeed. Wow. And guess what? Okay. It is confirmed. After they were spotted holding hands at Harry's manager's wedding over the weekend, apparently he took Olivia as his plus one, darling. And word is, Olivia and Harry may have fallen for each other on the set of her upcoming movie that they co-starred in together, and she directed. Okay, now Olivia is 36 and Harry is 26. So what do y'all think about these two smashing? And is the hookup too soon for Olivia? What y'all think?
You know what, Brad? Woo. I call shenanigans a little bit because, you know, Harry Styles and Lizzo were holding hands recently at an event. Mm. And everybody was like, oh, they're just friends. They see these two holding hands and, oh, they go together.
Well, Brad, I'm saying I think Olivia just like good because this girl, baby, just left one man and got with another one. So that's how you're supposed to do it, honey.
Yeah, I will say, if you 26 and you do, you are like an Energizer Bunny. I will go there with you, ooh, Gary. You know, I think that maybe this might be a romantic connection because sometimes you get a younger man, they keep you younger. If you're younger, you get to learn some things this from an older true. Woman. So I kind of like it. I do like this
Me too.
Gary.
I like them together.
He's definitely going to save money on hair products because they both got like the same style of hair.
If she's going to have any type of rebound relationship, it should be with Harry Styles. So, Olivia, go ahead, baby girl. Get yours. Get it.
Go on, give him your watermelon sugar. Go on, Harry.
There, Barb. Yes. All the sugar.
Your natural sugar.
All of it. Yes.
All right, keeping it moving. Season 25 of The Bachelor finally kicked off with the franchise's first Black Bachelor, Matt James. And let me tell you, the premiere episode did not disappoint because it was full of lingerie and sex toys. Ooh. We know how it goes. The ladies come out of the stretch limo and they give it their best shot to make a lasting impression by doing something that's memorable. Well, we got 26-year-old contestant Kylie. She's a 26-year-old hostess from Chicago. Mm. She gave the other girls a run for their money when she came out wearing nothing but her bra and her panties. Check this out.
I saw that.
Oh, man.
What? Wait, what is it?
It looks like you got your hands full.
Is she wearing lingerie?
Yes.
She's not.
Oh my God.
That's ballsy.
Yeah, that's a word for it. I mean, like, she is literally in bra and underwear.
At least she has a robe on.
Okay, everybody getting pregnant this season.
Everybody gonna get pregnant, hair crack. But this is not even this is not even all of it, y'all. That's pretty light because things got even crazier as the introductions kept coming. And contestant Kate, she brought out a sparkly vibrator named MJ as a representation of what got her through quarantine. So I'm just like, why is this season so damn crazy? What is going on with these girls? But
you know what? They doing anything to stand out and be different. They trying to be Insta famous, probably. Oh, people going to talk about that. Anything to go viral.
It bothers me, though. African-American men always just let themselves be so disrespected, honey. Had that been a black woman did something like that, she would have been every whore in the book. One came out in lingerie, another one coming out with a damn dildo. Be for real, honey. Come on. Mm.
Can we talk about why it took 25 seasons to finally have a black bachelor? Like, what's up with that, y'all? 25 seasons? and they finally decided to do this? Like, why do you think it took so long?
It's Juneteenth, I think.
It's a shame that it took so long, but as a black woman, it bothers me that you sexualize this black man like this. Because
thank you.
This hasn't happened on 25 seasons of The Bachelor.
Thank you.
Now you got a black man, and it's got to be vibrators, and I'm walking out half naked.
Yep.
But that's just me.
I think the root of the problem is, though, Sherry, what? We don't appreciate the great things that we already had. Y'all celebrate this man as the first black bachelor, and y'all know damn well the first two black bachelors were Ray J and Flavor Flav.
Hello.
Okay? We've been there, done that, and these guys did it right, man.
Please.
Okay, everyone, time for a Dish Nation Oldie But Goodie.
What the hair?
That is how Miss Dua Lipa, baby, is shutting it down, honey. Halle Berry boomerang style, honey. Now, this girl, honey, she's rocking the classic 90s mushroom haircut on the cover of Vogue, and it looks amazing, baby. It's giving me from single white female vibe, just blonde bitch, honey. She looks gorgeous.
Looks
that
great.
That pixie cut on her looks so... Because everybody can't do a pixie cut. Halle Berry pulled it off.
Right.
Tony Braxton.
That's
Tony
right.
Braxton pulled it off. But this pixie cut on Dua Lipa, it is a big win. I want her to wear her hair like that.
Yep.
Yeah, Dua Lipa needs to wear her hair like this all the time. I like her. Go ahead, Dua Lipa.
Do it, Dua Lipa.
What item is that on the Taco Bell menu? I'll have three.
Now, Drake, honey, aka the Champagne Poppy, honey. Now, I'm not sure, y'all, if this is some sort of wig, a lace front or perm, baby, but it's something, honey.
Amen. I thought that's the same thing, Gary. I mean, he even had like a barber cut out a heart. So is this like the 2021 Drizzy Drake or what?
That's not even Drake. That's Aubrey who did that.
I can't take it.
San Francisco queen, honey. That's what he giving that look, baby.
Gary!
Okay, it looks like 2021 is going to be filled with baby bottles and diapers for Emma Stone, y'all. The actress was spotted walking around with her friend recently, and she was cradling her pregnant belly. So Emma Stone has not confirmed that she is expecting, but she looks close to the finish line.
Oh, yeah.
And this is going to be Emma's first child with her husband, Dave McCrary. So congrats, Emma girl. If you need any mommy or auntie advice, we got you.
All right, coming up, Miley Cyrus and Bachelor contestant Katie are definitely vibing. The LA crew will explain after the break.
Well, switching gears, man, we would like to send our thoughts and prayers out to the family of actress Tanya Roberts. Now, she's best known from Charlie's Angels and That 70s Show, and she passed away today at the age of 65. Now, I know a lot of y'all were confused because there was a lot of misinformation going on out there about whether or not she had passed yesterday. So Tanya's longtime partner, Lance O'Brien, first reported to a publicist that she had passed away after seeing her in the hospital, and the media picked up on it. But later that day, Lance got a call from him in the hospital saying that she was still alive. Well, no, all that aside, she's officially been called home, so we send our love and our prayers out to Tanya.
Dish Nation. Welcome back, everybody.
Hey!
And I am so happy to say this because not only, Chewy, do we have Frank with us, but our girl Heidi is back, more beautiful, better than ever.
Even taller.
I'm even taller after my back surgery. I'm an inch taller.
Yeah.
You should have that surgery on your penis, Frank.
I have. It didn't work out. It was unsuccessful.
We're good over here.
I'm happy to be back. I missed you, too.
I didn't.
Let's talk Miley Cyrus. I know, Frank, you love her. We all love Miley around her here. She's a bit of a wild child, as we all know. But wait till you hear about some of her home decor. On the SiriusXM show Barstool Sports, this is what Miley said. I like sex toys. I buy them for myself, but I end up using them for interior design. Sex and interior design actually go hand in hand.
Okay.
All right.
That's the smell.
Hang on a second. So you're saying dildos or fake all over the house. That could be maybe kind of quaint and cute, but imagine you go into a guy's house and he's got fleshlights and pocket everywhere.
That'd be kind of a different situation.
I'm leaving. What do you think?
I'm picturing going over a man's house and he's got the rabbit just sitting there as like the light switch. The rabbit.
Wow.
But I'm all for it.
You're like, I'm leaving.
I actually like this because I feel like I'm with Miley Cyrus. I got wigs all over my house, so I just grab one and go to town. So I'm with you, Miley. I love it.
All right, y'all. We all know that Justin Bieber has like a million tattoos. Well, guess what?
Yes.
Guess what? He just got them all removed. Oh, yeah, Bieber.
What?
Congratulations,
what?
Brother.
What?
Yeah, no, but it's actually just temporary. The Biebs plays a boxer with no tats in his new video for the song Anyone, and he showed us how he covered them all up. Check this out.
Kardashian colored after that.
Wow.
This is obviously a time lapse, y'all, but how long do you think it actually took?
At least 3 hours.
About three?
Yeah. At least 3 hours, you think?
Yeah, you got to keep going over and over and over.
That's like getting your hair braided, Brad. When you
it's like you spray painting his ass. Let it dry the first coat, then one more coat, then one more coat. Like when you get your nails done at acrylic.
But if he was playing a boxer, though, wouldn't he look more dangerous with tattoos, though?
Right. If he's playing a boxer, it makes sense, right, to have tattoos? I don't know.
Chewy, I promise you, I didn't know. I thought he was doing a commercial for Calvin Klein. I was looking at the Calvin Klein. I didn't know it was a tattoo removal.
Gary, you weren't the
nasty
only
old
one.
Man,
you weren't the only one.
All right, question for the ladies and Gary. Do you prefer the Biebs with tattoos or without tattoos? Which do you like more, y'all?
I like them with. I like them with.
No, I think the sexy look on Bieber. I like the tattoos on Justin Bieber.
Me too.
It's very sexy to me. So, but Gary, I was with you. I was looking at his Calvin Klein.
Girl.
I ain't gonna lie.
Ooh, Sherry.
I was impressed.
I feel like his grandmama.
You and Gary, Lord.
All right, y'all, it's deal time, and these are so fly. I'm gonna throw them on right now. Today, we got the two-pack Blue View blue light blocking glasses. Now, these glasses filter nearly 80% of the most damaging blue light and HEV light.
That's right, and blue light suppresses melatonin, so by reducing blue light, these glasses can improve your sleep and reduce eye strain from electronic devices.
Plus, you get your choice of 8 different two-pack sets with a variety of colors, and they range from 0 to 2.5 reading magnification.
Ooh, and the deal includes two pairs of glasses under two cleaning cloths and two soft pouches. So, hair crack, how much is it?
Yes.
Now, these glasses have been seen as high as $50, but for the Dish Nation viewers, the two-pack is just $19. Ooh. You know what to do?
Yeah.
Go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Yes.
All right, Randy Jackson's new show, Name That Tune, premieres this Wednesday night on Fox, and up next, he's giving me all the deets. Don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, and joining us, man, I have the man, the myth, the legend, an icon, if you will. He's a Grammy Award winner, musical genius, and now he is the new band leader for the all-new rendition of the musical game show Name That Tune, the one, the only, Randy Jackson. What's going on, brother?
What's going down, man? What's going down? Happy to be here, man. Name That Tune is back.
Yo, and yo, y'all took a classic from the 50s, put a modern spin on it. I've been watching the trailers. I'm really excited to see how this plays out. The people can just off a doo-doo, name a whole song. It's completely mind-blowing, man. What attracted you to it?
Listen, man, I loved the show as a kid when I was growing up, and I remember, like, the first African-American, the first Black person ever on a game show was Leslie Uggams on this show. Name That Tune back in the day. So, like, it really stuck in my mind, you know, because my mom was a big Leslie Uggams fan. And I love the show because the classic round that you talk about is bitter note. Where, like, I can name that song in 5 notes. No, I can name it in 4. So, like, I can name it in 2. So, I mean, you know, it's exciting. It's fun. It's something different for me than I've ever done. Never really done a game show. And I love game shows because they're simple, they're fun. You know, and I figured, like, people need something fun right now, man, to take their mind off stuff and a chance to win some money with some music.
And when you think about music, I mean, there's so many iconic songs that span decades, right? How far do we go back with the music catalog? You know, are we keeping it, like, kind of modern?
We got classics, we got modern, we got everything you can name of, everything you can think of. I got to get you and Brad on there competing, man. Come on, Brad.
We would love to.
Y'all are acing, man, because I know Brad knows a lot of songs, too. And you, DJ, come on, that's the whole thing. DJ, you know all these songs.
Yes, indeed. Now, what songs are you looking forward to playing the most?
Well, you know, we went through 600, 700 songs. I mean, in this first season. So you're going to hear some of everything. I mean, you're going to be shocked, like, damn, they pull that out? Yo, they got that one too? So, I mean, you hear some of everything, you know what I mean? But that's the whole thing here. It's a mix-up.
Who has been your favorite artist of 2020 so far?
Well, man, I love Lizzo. I love Megan Thee Stallion. Of course, always love Cardi. You know, I love seeing DaBaby do his thing.
So what song released in 2020 can you sing word for word without dropping any of the words?
Man, I don't know, man. Probably have to be Savage by Megan with Beyonce on the joint, man. I love that record. I love the track. That's a hot record right there. So I don't know. Probably have to be that for now.
So besides the show, Name That Tune, what else can we expect from you, my brother?
I got my vitamin line out, Unified Health Labs, which is helping me stay fit and healthy, you know, keeping me young. You know what I'm saying? And I still got my eyewear line, you know, Randy Jackson eyewear. So, you know, I'm just grooving and grinding, man. We got some other shows in development. We just cooking it up.
Man, can't stop, won't stop. That man right there is Randy Jackson. Thank you so much for chatting with us. Make sure you check out the premiere for Name That Tune, jumping off Wednesday, January 6th, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on Fox. Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey.
It looks like Blake Shelton's being called out by his fans for a song titled Minimum Wage.
Oh,
now, he debuted this song during NBC's New Year's Eve special.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And now the song is about his fiance Gwen Stefani with the lyrics, "Girl, your love can make a man feel rich on minimum wage."
People can be sensitive about certain things. This isn't one of those things that it's actually a compliment. It's about, I don't need money to feel like a rich man. Mm-hmm. You make me feel that way. I think it's beautiful.
It's not like he made a song called "Your Love Is Like an Eviction on My Heart."
Right.
It's just like, no matter what, I love you. Freaking Johnny Cash made a song called "Flush from the Bathroom of Your Heart." Really? Mm.
But we've all been looking forward to 2021.
Yeah.
And, you know, because 2020, you know, do we even have to talk about that? But as far as like the sensitivities moving from 2020 into 2021 and the cancel culture, I mean, is this never going to end? Are people just being way too sensitive?
Mm. I think so.
Yeah, I think because you got to really look at the meaning of it.
Listen, yeah, there's plenty of stuff. The Black Lives Matter movement, a lot of women's rights movement.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff to legit be upset about. This isn't one of them. It's actually
all about love.
We don't need money when we got love. Right. Yes.
Do you think this comes from people who are jealous they don't have jobs or people who are jealous they don't have love?
I think they're jealous they don't have Gwen Stefani.
There you go, too.
You're jealous they don't have Gwen Stefani. Yeah. Right?
I'm pretty mad.
But I want a holler back girl, too, damn it.
Everybody wants a holler back girl.
Now she's with Blake Shelton. She's a back holler girl.
I'm actually glad you're back after all.
Thank you. I'm your back holler girl.
There you go.
Heidi's back was hollering. Yeah, she had to get surgery.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.